Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Imagine now back a year ago to the Boston Marathon bombing once again. And if you had been one of the injured and could still move, you and hundreds of others might have made your way to the Marathon medical tent to be treated and evaluated as to whether you needed to go to the hospital. In that tent, or in the triage area right outside the tent, you would have seen the faces of many volunteers and heard the voice of one volunteer trying to manage the fear. Nurse Leslie Adams remembers.
The announcer had a very calm, quiet voice. There was no sense of panic in his voice, and he was able to relay information continuously. He was giving us direction every step of the way. I felt like there was never a moment of silence from him, and that really guided me in what I was doing.
That's Leslie Adams remembering the voice of John Anderson, who was directing the medical tent a year ago. His wife, Lori, a volunteer nurse, was working nearby. Their faces of calm, strength, humility, and caring also carry the emotions they felt, treating hundreds of wounded a year ago.
When the event, the first bomb went off, the tent itself kind of was like, what happened? You know, what was that? And as information and patients started to come in from the street, we were forced, unfortunately, to turn from a first aid tent into a trauma center.
What were your thoughts? Did you make eye contact across the crowds in those first hours?
So I work outside the tent, so I was probably 150 yards from where the bomb went off. So initially, what I saw first was people started running toward me, like a mass of people, and some of them had blood running down their faces or their body parts from shrapnel hits that were still running, those people. And the people that were bleeding, I directed into the tent. It was probably 15 or 20 minutes of getting the majority of the major wounded people in through the tent before I stepped into the tent. My husband stands in the middle of the tent, and he had been asking people if they'd seen me because I was out in the street and he was concerned. But I stepped in and I waved to him probably 50 feet away and just let him know I was okay then.
In a normal marathon, you can probably always help anybody no matter what their complaint or concern is. In this case, were you able to help people?
People helped to whatever ability they could help. You know, whether it was putting a hand on someone's shoulder or it was actually holding gauze over a wound, people rose up. That's the biggest thing that I can say about the whole event, is to watch the medical personnel that were involved, whether it's the EMS, the doctors, the nurses, the athletic trainers, the podiatrists, whoever you want to take, they rose up. And that's the reason why everyone that came into that tent alive left that tent alive. And you can't have one person say, oh, it was because of this person or it was because of that person. It was because everybody stepped up. And because everybody stepped up, we can feel proud that we were able to help all of those people, the hundreds of people that were injured, survive today and be moving forward.
I think it's a miracle. I think everybody in that tent saved everybody's life.
I know you're both very humble and you don't want to call attention to yourself, but was there a moment when you really felt like you had a responsibility, you were in control, and people needed to see that you had this tent under control or this place under control, this station under control, even if you knew you were a little bit over your head?
So for me, I'm the charge nurse in an ER, and I sort of take that role of, you know, lead when I need to. My lead role there was just to make sure that the tent doorway was clear and that the medics and the people running with the severely wounded could get access to the tent. I think that a lot of people have found John's role in the tent to be having a big impact, and he doesn't realize how much of an impact he had on the people in the tent. But I have heard it from every medical person I've dealt with since this bombing has told me that John made a difference for them.
What are your thoughts about that? You made a difference. You stepped up. Suddenly there were some general stars on your helmet that you weren't wearing.
Well, as a teacher, I've been a teacher for over 25 years in a middle school classroom. Having that responsibility and having to have dealt with the training for a number of situations that I've never been involved in that had to do with school situations. I tried to do my best to disseminate information, to guide and direct the people inside of the tent. I never thought about it. It never entered my mind, oh my God, this is, you know, I've got to do this. It was, this is what needs to be done. I am here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. But it appears from the people that my wife has talked to or other people have talked to me that I was able to maintain that calm environment in a less than calm situation. It still chokes me up. I still think about it.
It's pretty raw right now.
It is raw. There's no question about it. I was in a position to see things that most people don't ever see, whether they're an EMS person in the city or they're, you know, on the military battlefield. There are things that we're not supposed to witness. We didn't sign up for those things. There's a time and a place, and if you're in that place, you do what you can do. And that's what the people in Boston did that day, is they stepped up. I just want all of those people to understand that I'm here today speaking on behalf of all of them. I may be the voice that was inside of the tent that helped all of them, but all I did was direct them, and they did, you know, the real nitty-gritty work. As I've said a number of times, if I ever get hurt, thank God I live in the city of Boston.
And you're going to do it again this year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Didn't have to think about that?
Not even a hesitation in my mind.
No, mine either. I think that I think it's important to go back. We've been doing it for a really long time anyway, and I think that it's important for us to be there. I think there'll be a lot of emotion. There certainly is a lot of focus on the safety issues, and I think there'll be a lot of intensity in the morning for what's going to happen through the day. I actually look forward to the first runner coming so we can get to work and stop talking about it, because I think there'll be a lot of talk, and I think that that is important but old too.
Well, here's a prayer for a lot of blisters and muscle aches and maybe some sunburn.
Yeah, that would not be a bad thing to have.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.